Tom Farkas from the Save Wildlife Group appeared before the county council last week to suggest that they add some $1.94 million to the budget. He said for that cost, they could extend the current wildlife fencing and other items along Interstate 80, running from the Jeremy Ranch area eastward along the interstate to about half a mile from Silver Creek Junction. Fencing could also be extended along both sides of U.S. 40 to the Silver Summit interchange.
You're talking about fencing on both sides, so it's about 12.75 miles of fencing that needs to be installed. And then, of course, to complete the protection, you need to have cattle guards at the on and off ramps at each of those interchanges. So we've estimated the cost of the fencing at $1.1 million and the cattle guards at 0.84. So that's where you get the $1.94 million for the cost.
Farkas and Aaron Ferguson, also from Save People, Save Wildlife, said the cost would be worth it. They cited data from UDOT on the costs of a human fatality in collisions with animals.
They've shown that the cost of one vehicle wildlife fatality accident is $5.35 million.
And that's when the motorist loses their life.
Yeah, this particular report doesn't even include the cost of the wildlife. It's just the person. So if we could spend $1.94 million to save $5.38 million, that's a benefit-cost ratio of at least 2.7, which I think in most government agencies, as long as they can clear a cost-benefit ratio of one, it's doable.
Farkas said it would take too long if their group or UDOT has to come up with the funding for mitigation.
It would take, just between Save People, Save Wildlife, raising money, and UDOT coming up with some discretionary funds at the end of each year, it would take over 20 years to complete the gaps that we're talking about.
The county council is due to approve their 2020 budget in a little more than 2 weeks. Farkas said they will ask the county if they can shift some funding from items that may not be as urgent or cannot show the same cost-benefit ratio.
Instead of spending maybe, and I think there was some discussion about a beautification project at the Jeremy Ranch roundabouts, I'm all for that, but maybe the fencing ought to be done before the beautification, because having dead wildlife on the side of the road is hardly enhancing the beauty of Summit County.
He said this is their priority, although later on, the group would like to address other highways in the area.
We're not saying that work doesn't need to be done on other highways like 224 or 248, but this is where we've started. And my analogy is, if we don't complete the fencing on 80 and up to 40, it's like spending the money to build an energy-efficient home and then leaving your door open. It's just not effective.
Speaking of Highway 224, Ferguson said they're running regular newspaper ads to promote a petition in favor of a wildlife overpass on the roadway at the entry to Part City near the iconic Mitpolin Barn. She said it would cost somewhere between $10 to $15 million and would be designed as a greenway.
And we want to have an aesthetic gateway to Park City proper. So it's not going to be, you know, in our vision, we don't want to have a cement, blocky, bridge-like urban interface just plunked in the middle of this beautiful scenic space. Yes. And I think, you know, if you have that added to the landscape, you have the already set aside, you know, space and, you know, historic features like the barn. I mean, I think it would only add to that. And then, you know, I would much rather see wildlife crossing the bridge at dawn than waiting in traffic because, you know, elk have been killed on the highway on your way into Park City.
Aaron Ferguson and Tom Farkas from Save People, Save Wildlife, who said to sign their petition, you can go online to change.org. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.